Welcome to season 3.
We aspire to be piss poor.
I'm all for eating more meat.
Cut that out in any way,
Oh, let me just tell you one more thing. So I couldn't take my coat off, so I had to sit all the way through the performance in the coat. They got my boobs out.
Yeah, it's a good start, isn't it?
That's how professional it is. So we are recording. We're not live because this ain't going out now, is it?
No.
No. So,
get on with it.
Right, are we showing what's going on here? Have you pressed record?
Do we know we've pressed record? Yeah. We're recording, we're live, which means we are the nation is. So please keep your rude jokes to yourself, please.
Nah,
James. Absolutely not. So this is the Dad Tales podcast. I'm Andy. That guy over there is Leon. Oh, I've left me. Where's my speech and stuff? Oh, my light's just gone off. What's going on there?
Don't worry, keep going.
I'll keep going. Yeah, so we've got a guest.
It's exciting, isn't it?
We've got Mr. James Dinsdale with us. We should know that. So I met you, James, was it a couple of weeks ago now? I said to you at the time, I thought you rocked it. I thought it was top of the bill, although you wasn't top of the bill, but you was my top of the bill. That's it. Very similar sense of humour. So I thought, well, let's have a chat. Let's get you on our podcast and let's see if we can cancel everything together. So
I think it's a good target.
Yeah. I mean, if we're going to go to prison, we might as well go as a trio.
I can't do prison. I can't do time, mate. I'm too pretty for doing time.
Yeah, you'll take the soap in. You'll enjoy yourself.
So I've got your bio, agent. Shall I read this out so everybody's aware of who you are?
You're happy with
it? So, I mean, just stop me at any point that this is wrong. Well,
but research is not Andy's forte, so this is probably going to be all wrong. Completely different person.
We'll see. Right, so James is from Hull. He's the first born of Guinevere, who was a Liechtenstein sword swallower who had a love for Indian massage.
Do you say stop you if you're wrong?
Yep. Keep going. His father, Gerald, was an Armenian llama wrestler who ploughed his trade in the Yorkshire coast on the underground llama wrestling circuit. James has 32 children, 31 boys, all named James, and one girl named James. He's currently employed as a train impressionist.
Train impressionist?
A train impressionist, yeah. I mean, is there much call for impersonating trains nowadays?
Not as much as they used to be.
It's dying trade. Need to get it back.
It is.
So is that about right?
Pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Although I've only got 30 children, but yeah, it's pretty close.
We're almost there, aren't we?
Who's counting?
It's amazing. Amazing what you find out about people online, isn't it?
It really is. I won't read yours out.
Probably for the best. Probably for the best. Do you want to tell us a bit about yourself then?
In all seriousness, yeah.
In all seriousness. All right, okay. Yeah, I do have... I'm actually a teacher, as I said in my stand-up the other week, and unfortunately that led to a couple of jokes around... people like Jimmy Savile, which is unfair. There's no comparison at all, apart from my name's Jimmy, similar to James. Other than that, where's he gone? Is he that bored already?
He's fallen off, man. Back in a second. There he is.
I do live in Hull, though. That was correct. Well done. I'm 40 years old, so very, very old, really. And I do have 4 children. So, yeah, close to 30. Not too far off.
Very fast, yeah. What's your children combination then? Girls, boys?
Yeah, give me a minute. 3 girls and a boy.
Nice.
Technically, good ratio, really. Technically, if you're a school teacher, you do have about 32 children though, as well, don't you?
That is true. That is very true. Yeah, you can. Yeah, your research has paid off.
Clever a little bit. Yeah. Clever that, wasn't it?
Are you primary or secondary teacher then?
Primary. Wouldn't do secondary. It's dangerous.
These days, it is dangerous.
You've got to carry a ruler around to measure the length of the skirts. I used to do it anyway, but now you can. Now you've got to do it.
It's only frowned upon, though, isn't it now?
Absolutely.
We're all right. What's children ages?
Children aged between 4 and 11, but I teach the 8 and 9 year olds. The good thing, so they haven't got an attitude yet.
I meant your children.
Oh, my children?
Yeah.
One's 5, one's 14, and the others are really old, like in the 20s.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. My eldest is 24.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 20. So mine's 24, 18, and 11. And you are?
Yeah, so...
11 and 8.
And when are the birthdays?
I
can't do that to you.
I can't think of mine. Just got completely blank.
That should not be the case of putting you on the spot like that, should it?
Yeah. The young Mackens.
That was a horrible question. Don't put him on the wall to be really there, will you?
No, definitely not.
Do you know the names?
Oh, I'm tipping my tongue.
One and two.
Do you want to phone the child? I don't know. I don't know the names.
I don't know. Contact them or nothing. Just thing one and thing two operates for me, and that's it. The response to that.
That's the safest way, isn't
it? Yeah.
I think so.
Good. So we like to have a loose topic, and hopefully this will open up a bit of conversation about stuff. So the topic for this evening is things that we've never done that you should maybe have done at this age. So shall I kick off?
Go for it, yeah. That's good.
Won't be first time today, I tell you. It's been a long day. So very simply, my first one, I've never had either an Uber or an Uber Eats.
Yeah, I've never had either of them too.
You're a city man though, right, James? You must have Ubered.
They don't have Ubers in all, do they?
I've Uber eaten, but not overdriven.
Right.
Ooh. What did you get?
Can't divulge that kind of information.
In Hull, they don't deliver food.
Oh, it's one of them, isn't it?
Well, yes.
They call it food, don't they? Top Boy. I've seen Top Boy.
No, he's in Top Boy. He's in Top Boy. No.
So, we don't watch those programmes in Hull.
Yeah, it's all about the food, blood. Go on, your go.
So, I'm an age of 36. I don't know my own age now. And I've never been to a museum.
Lack of culture. Where do you live?
Like, I've never been to like the Louvre, or I've never been to like. What's so funny?
Have you never been to the Sutton Schoolhouse Museum that's open once a month for 2 hours?
No, definitely not.
You've been to the Gold Museum.
I don't class that as a museum. It's like one of your big hitter museums, like Natural History Museum in London. You know, like your big.
Have you never been to that? We talked about that, didn't
we? Yeah, that's what
I'm. You went to London as well. I know. Weeks ago.
But yeah, I've never been to like a proper decent what your class is like, where there's fine art going on, or there's sculptures, or
you can't say that about Royal Museum.
Yeah, Royal Museum's not got fine art or decent things, has it?
Or an entrance fee.
Oh man.
Are you all right there?
I don't know if I found that so funny.
I genuinely think I'm dying. Oh, man. James, help us out. What have you never done?
Have you finished that? Are you all right there?
I think so. I mean, if I keel over, I've got two witnesses.
I've never been. In all these years, I've never been to Alton Towers.
Have you not? Never went again then.
Oh, man, this is.
I've been to Flamingoland. I don't venture further than that.
Flamingoland's terrible. I don't like enjoy Flamingoland. I'd had some of it at Flamingoland. Maybe not on Towers. I love Alton Towers as well. It's probably my childhood theme park. We used to go quite a lot as a kid.
I think I went 3 times last year.
Yeah.
Did you? You got one of those special passes where you're getting free every time when you pay loads?
Yeah, just pretend I'm special.
Get to the front of the queue in your wheelchair and jump out.
I've got an Alton Towers wheelchair. No, my youngest loves it. She loves Alton Towers. If you ask her about facts and stuff like that, she knows everything about Alton Towers. She loves it. So I've been a few times. It's definitely one to go with.
I might try it. Flingerman's nickname's Molten Towers. They get away with it quite well. Quite easily.
Molten Towers.
That's where it is.
That's you had a bad experience at
Alton. Yeah, I went this summer and had a really bad time there. It just seemed really run down and... cost me a fortune. Not was open. Half rides was shut. So it's like something from Phoenix Nights. It was terrible.
No, I'm just introducing my son to Phoenix Nights. Classic.
Oh, it's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I love Phoenix Nights.
Yeah. I was just watching a TikTok on Phoenix Nights a minute ago.
Small world.
It is a very small world.
It's a very small world.
Favourite episode?
Probably Berry the Jerry. Jerry the Berry.
Jerry the Berry.
Aaron, yeah.
Man's the one with all the little people because you can't call them anything else now.
That's a good one.
Mine was the, is it the Broomhauser moves the gun? Oh, I can't remember what he calls it. The Broomhauser or something like that. My dad's shot a Spaniard. What, in the what? No, Benidorm.
I haven't been to Benidorm either, just went to it.
Been to Benidorm? Oh.
I mean, these are all things. Like, you feel like you're really surprised by other people until they tell you that things that they've never done that you go, why have you never done that? It's quite surprising. Next on my list, I wouldn't have said I've ever been to a concert.
What?
Like,
you,
I've been to
a gig. You're the brother of the day doing a gig.
Yeah, what's your problem?
Just didn't class it as a concert. Like, never seen like a big artist in like a big stadium.
You've been to Hills and Horses, the musical.
Yeah, but
that's a concert in a fashion.
I've been to see Annie as well, but that's a music. No, a concert like Shania Twain or Pink, Spice Girls.
No, yeah, okay.
Have you?
Yeah, I've been like Foo Fighters and all sorts. I've been to quite a few gigs and stuff.
Actually, thinking about it, I went to go watch X Factor.
Well, there you go. There.
Someone actually cross that off. Like,
yeah, I'm not sure that counts though. I saw Steps Live once. That don't count either.
Steps. What was that like? It was a good gig.
No. Ah. It was. It was supported by the Venga Boys that have got one song. They just remix it for five tracks.
Where was that at then?
I think that was in Newcastle or somewhere like that.
Nice. That's always like when people go see like Rick Astley and stuff, isn't it?
Rick Astley's class.
Yeah. Rick Astley, Proclaimers.
Yeah.
You know, these people that have only got one song. What do you just play? Chesney Hawks.
Oh, yeah. They just live off it, don't they?
What else do they play? They must play one song. Everybody must love it. They go on to another one that I think people boo it.
Get your classic back on again.
play your song.
Yeah, play your one song. What's next on your list?
I've never been on Three Peaks hiking. I've never hiked up a traditional hill again. So like your Three Peaks, your Peak District, you know, like the what you class as the creme de la creme of hiking from UK. Snowdon. I've never done all like that. Been on walks, but I've never like walked up one of these prestigious hills.
I walked to Beverly Westwood, but that's about it.
I went for a walk.
Yeah, went for a walk, like.
There just weren't a mountain in the way.
Just round block. Don't appeal to me. Have you been doing any big hills, Rob James?
No, don't bother. No points. Keep it flat. It's easier, isn't it?
I'm with you. Cast me on that.
James, it's warmer down here.
Where's the best place you've been on a school trip?
School trip. It's residentials. They're always the best type.
Other, because I've often wondered that. How does it work? Like, do you get paid for just being there, or do you just go? Yeah. Nah, you're going. We'll feed you.
Yeah. You get a bit of free food, and that's about it. But yeah, the first one I ever went on, all the teachers just stayed in the just stayed and got hammered while the kids went out and did all the activities. But that was before things got all a bit PC.
Nice. Things that got serious.
Yeah, so exactly.
Salaried, aren't you? Is that including, or do you get like overtime?
There's no overtime. It's a bit like doing this. There's no overtime.
Yeah. You time your time and you tough luck and it's hard thing.
Yeah, so I clock off at 5 and go to bed and go to the pub, but yeah, it's not really.
I would.
It's a bit friendly.
I've done 2 days, 24 hours. I want that time back. So I'm not coming in Monday through Thursday. I'm not coming back.
Exactly. Yeah, and I'm not chasing that kid who fell in the lake.
No chance. Yeah. I've finished that time up. School bell's gone.
I've often hoped that teachers do get just hammered in like cupboards and not in cupboards.
In cupboards.
I'd love it. I'd love to know if teachers just get hammered in a cupboard while I was at school. They must have done. They must have been swinging.
I don't think they're getting hammered in a cupboard. I think they're getting poked in a cupboard, probably through a cupboard.
Is that why I was asked to go in
there? Easy.
Yeah, because my daughter did a. She went to New York last year with college, And teachers for stuff like that must be like, yep, yeah, I'm up for that, I'm off. And then you get to go to a museum and go, nah, busy, don't want to do that one.
Yeah. What special credential have you done then, James?
It's one, you can go to one called Kingswood, because what happens is you literally just leave the kids alone. All the staff do it, and you just, off you go, yeah, and do what you want.
My daughter went to Kingswood last week on residential, that's what I was asking. Oh, she went last week to Kingswood, and she did Wednesday to Friday, and she came back.
Yeah. Dern Valley.
Dern Valley, that's the one, yeah.
Oh, is it Dern Valley, Kingswood?
Yeah, it's got two names. Oh.
I used to do some work there.
It's good. Well, I say it's good. I wasn't there. She said it was good.
Yeah, they, I had a bad experience there. I don't want to tell you about that. If your kids have been, that's all right. And they were back in the safe. That's
was
fine.
It was it in the cupboard with the big 11?
There's a few dubious staff there.
Really?
Yeah.
Still? What? James got residential next week there.
The, no, I didn't like the company. James, where are you next? What's something you've never done?
Right, I've been to Wembley, of course, but I've never actually been to London.
Right.
Like, you know, actually do the touristy thing.
You do know you're allowed out of Hull, don't you?
Not on weekdays.
Okay. Are you still tagged?
Shh, don't tell anyone.
So
it just seems like a lot of hassle.
Find a lot of hassle?
I love London.
I love London. So, obviously, you say you've been to Wembley. You've been to, like, football for Wembley, then, or...
City playoffs, that kind of thing. Yeah, went to watch my when I was at primary school. Our primary school team won at Wembley, and I went to watch them.
Nice. So when you've been to Wembley, just like checked in, checked out, and straight back out again, sort of thing, in and out. You've not stayed over.
Oh, yeah, no. I left 10 minutes early to avoid the traffic. Yeah, don't have about.
Good lad, probably Yorkshireman.
Just on that, I've actually never been to Wembley, but. In the opposite, I've been to Wembley but never been in. I've walked like around the stadium, but I've never actually been in.
Is it fun to walk around the stadium?
I'm sure it'd have been a lot more fun to go in.
Yeah, you should have gone in.
Yeah, but I don't know why. Went to London, then just thought I'll drive to Wembley and have a look around. Yeah. Did it in Scotland as well, drove around Hampden and Ibrox and Celtic Park.
So you just don't go in these things?
No, don't go in. There might be people in there. I have to talk to people.
Ugh. That's true. I don't want to do that if you can help it.
No.
Yeah, definitely not.
So are you an avid Hull City fan?
No. I was a season ticket holder. We were in the Premier League to watch the good teams, and then I was a glory supporter, so I gave up.
So now it's just teletext on a Saturday. So you're teletext?
No, I actually love teletext. Used to sit there and play that bamboozle, press the red button on the yellow button or the green button or the whatever.
Yeah, and it used to take about 45 minutes for pace to take.
It was fun though, wasn't it? It was like the early porn.
It was, yeah. My dad used to book holidays off teletext.
Did he?
Just like pages, and he'd write the page, he'd go through it and go, right, oh, the Algarve, £75. And he'd write the page number down and then have to wait for it all to go back through again and go, yeah, that's my best deal, I'll ring them.
And by then it had gone.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Pre-Google.
Those were the days, weren't they?
I remember teletext, but I don't remember teletext in the same breath. I know what it is, I know it were, but I never really used it before my time.
The football. What used to watch the football results come through on teletext? That was good.
That was exciting, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. You kind of, you listen to it on radio, no goal had gone in, put teletext on just to confirm it. Then about 8 minutes come through and say, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was pretty terrible.
So, what's the difference between CFAX and teletext?
That's the same thing.
The same thing.
Was it a different channel, maybe?
I think CFAX was at BBC or something. Teletext was like the whole thing, and CFAX just went, oh, we'll be fancy and call ourselves. I don't know. Good question. I'm defending what listening.
Like Betamax and VHS. Different ownership, but same product.
Yeah, same principle, isn't it?
Oh, we've lost.
I don't know what Betamax is. I don't know what VHS is, but I don't know what Betamax. I've never heard of Betamax. I don't think I've even heard it.
You've never heard of Betamax?
Research.
It was like an alternative. You know, like CDs and mini discs. It was a little bit of that. It was like an alternative. And
it completely Betamax, different.
Betamax never just kind of.
Was it like a tape? Like a VHS?
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, you could tape on both sides as well, but it won't us back financially. So it lost out.
On both sides, in like what you do, you need to turn the cassette over.
Yeah, so like that, yeah.
You turned VHS over?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Can you imagine if Blockbuster had taken that on?
I know.
They'd have still been here, though.
Oh, can you remember Blockbuster? What a concept that was. I used to go on a Friday night and I'd get movies non-stop.
What movies would you like?
Like Three Ninjas. It was good. Jurassic Park. I remember one year when Jurassic Park came out.
The ninjas that you didn't pay for.
What? What ninjas?
Three ninjas.
I remember going to see Jurassic Park Lost World when I was an oldie once in America, and I sat on the very front row. You know those seats that you think, why does anyone sit at them? And literally you're looking like this for the full film. I don't get it. I didn't understand it. It was horrible.
Yeah, I once sat around from rogue. I can't remember what I watched, but it made me sick. I actually threw up in the middle of the film because I was sat like too close to the telly screen, whatever it is. I'm all over the place tonight. I can barely talk.
It's all this new technology, it's just blowing his mind.
On the movie, I've never walked out of a movie. Like, if I've been watching a film halfway through and thought, this is crap, I've never left. I've always stayed.
I don't think I've walked out on a movie.
I don't know how bad the movie would have to be for me to leave.
No.
It's a bad blowjob.
Yeah. I'm out of here.
I've finished, I'm done. I'm out.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever walked out of a movie.
James, walked out of a movie?
I'm sure they used to have adverts, you know, like breaks in movies at UCI back in the day. Like, they used to stop halfway, I'm sure they did. I might be making it up.
UCI? The UCI on Princess Quay? Princess Quay? St Andrew's Quay?
I think it used to be on St Andrew's Quay, yeah. Near Megaball.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
I'm sure they used to have a break halfway.
Somewhat, didn't they? Apparently.
Loads of rats everywhere. Apparently.
That's how they get that food for Chinese. Allegedly.
Oh, allegedly.
Allegedly. Go on, I've got movies.
Movies. I've never done a skydive. and I know a lot of people have not done skydive, but it's one of those things where I think it's like 50-50. You should have either done one or not done one. You know what I mean?
You can't.
I don't know how you haven't done it.
What I'm trying to
say,
I almost did it.
I seem to know a lot of people who've done it, and I'm like, it's not the first that I've done it. I'm done. I'm out of here.
I was three quarters of the way through and just like,
yeah. I got on somewhere. Nah, nah, fuck this.
Halfway down, I went, nah, don't like not, the view. Take the fuck up.
Not for me. Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. James, you ever done a skydive?
I've never done a skydive. No, no, never, no.
Would you do one, though? Is it appealing?
No, I don't think so. It sounds silly.
Yeah, it doesn't appeal to me, but like I say, I know a lot of people have done it, and they're like, oh, you should do one. I'm like, ah. So it feels
people
like a
die,
be...
don't they?
Do they? Definitely don't.
It's going to die.
Ooh. It's like being in helicopters, isn't it? Helicopters are dangerous as well. You always just see people dying in them. Don't fancy
yeah, I don't think I'd go in a helicopter.
Yeah, I've been in a helicopter.
Have you?
Yeah.
No. Sure. It's when he was flying around Wembley, not going in.
Yeah.
Bougie. I don't need to be on the ground with those people, those peasants. I'll take my helicopter and drive to the sky. You got what else on your list, James?
I've never been a model.
I have.
I'm surprised at that. Yeah, that's like I'm hitting on you. Well, I'm surprised you've never been a model, my friend.
No, but this is unfair because I once won a baby contest at Asda. I think we walked in and it's like, it was the prettiest baby in today. And I think I won a block of cheese. As they used to give away blocks of cheese just to keep the child quiet from the counter. And that's, I think, what I won.
And now they get fruits on the way around.
You do.
I'm starting to change.
Yeah, so you won a baby competition.
I didn't win a baby.
What winning a baby?
Oh, you got to say it's a baby. Take that
it's
home.
It's a baby. Take that baby.
Please, please.
Surprise. No, yeah, it was one of those, you know, when you get pretty baby competitions, and I think it must have been just running that afternoon in Asda Bilton.
No one else going for the day then, just you.
The car done. There was another one in Old Daily Mail where you had to collect vouchers, but nobody voted for me, so I didn't win that one.
Yeah, collect vouchers, that seems freaky, that, doesn't it?
Can we see, in local paper, they used to have, like, baby competition, didn't they? Like, you'd vote for the cutest baby and stuff.
Yeah. That's what it was, yeah. Yeah.
Bit weird, that.
Can't do that.
It was a bit, innit? It was the fittest baby down your street.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That's worth stealing that one.
Ah, oh, your foot just touched me. I've got something on my list that I've never done, but I'm glad I've never done it.
There's a lot of things I'm glad I've not done. Yeah. Go on, wash your list.
Voted in a pretty baby competition.
Yeah. I've never posted happy birthday to somebody on Facebook. I think it's weird.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
And these people, like, they'll tag the grandma in summer and say, happy birthday, grandma. Just fucking ring her. If you've got somebody's number in your phone, you should not be posting something on Facebook. Just message them. Say, happy birthday, pal.
No, because you're trying to tell everyone that you care about that person.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Why does everybody else need to know?
You always hear from someone you haven't seen in years. Like, the last time they posted anything was when they said happy birthday last year and you haven't spoke since. So what's the point?
You'd be surprised how many people I've just said, like, about texting people. I'll go through my phone and I'll go, all right, I'll text them happy birthday. And I realise, yeah, I've not texted them since last year. Same as New Year. Mm. Happy New Year from about 15 people that I've never spoke to, or very little.
And then, yeah, but at New Year's, do you get that phone call from your nana that says, right, I'll ring you before the phone lines get busy. It's 5:30. Happy New Year. It's not a thing anymore, nana.
You can't remember that. So 5 o'clock onwards, you pay your phone.
There's no signal, is there, after 6 o'clock? There's all them texts flying about. Nobody, they'll all be mixed up.
God, what a world we lived in.
I'm going to bed at 10. I won't see the new year in. Don't like it.
Yeah. You say, oh, I'm stinkered. I'm not in. You got any more on your list?
No, I'm good.
What's that about, man?
No, I started writing down.
You're just spending your notes as you go. I've never done this, so I like to do this. Yeah. James, you got any more on your list?
I thought that was it really, yeah.
I've never got an A
in anything.
I don't think so. No, I don't ever remember getting an A in anything.
I don't think I've ever had an A. Have you got good grades, James? You're a teacher. I hope you've got good grades.
Just standard stuff when you don't have to work hard, like 4 Bs, 4 Cs, that kind of thing. No A's, no.
I think that's well planned for your telly time though. If you start getting A's, there's times where you could have just held back a little bit and watched more TV.
Exactly.
That's how I balance that out.
It's like, and I then, got at university, I got a Desmond because I thought, what's the point in trying too hard?
A two-two.
Yeah.
It took me a while for that to click in, but yeah.
Was you a Hull University student then?
Yeah. I tried to get into Scarborough, but they wouldn't let me in, so I went to Hull instead. That's sad when that happens, isn't it?
It's just surfing and seagulls, isn't it, at Scarborough?
Yeah, it wasn't the university, it was just a place. It wouldn't just, no, go away, yeah. Go back to Hull.
Do you know, that's somewhere I've never been, Scarborough.
You've never been Scarborough?
Oh, there's another one. What?
Never been Scarborough. I've been like Filey, Whitby, all round, skirted round it, but I've never generally been Scarborough.
You stalked the outskirts?
Yeah.
You've never been Scarborough?
Better than all of them.
I've been Bridge, Witherington, Hornsey. I've done all that coast, you know, all the way up to the Teesside, but I've never been to Scarborough.
I can't believe you've done it.
Wow. I mean, that's...
You should have put that down.
Yeah.
Shocked me to the core, that one. Yeah. I mean, that's number one at the moment. My final one is I've never had a joint account with anyone. I keep hearing these adverts.
They've been good acting.
Yeah, with that box has been ticked. This morning. It hasn't really. I've driven. I drive better.
The road users.
Yeah. I swear less.
You've never had a joint account?
I've never had a joint account. I've lived with people. I had bills going out of the same household. But no, never had a joint account.
See, I find joint accounts far more easier to manage finances.
Yeah, but that's for your reasons.
I actually think it's easier. You know, you stand, you know where things are.
Yeah.
In the joint account.
I keep hearing these adverts for Starling Bank. There's loads on podcasts at the moment about bank accounts and going, oh, yeah, you should have a joint account. Yeah, I'd like one, but there's nobody to have one with.
I've got to see nobody having a joint account, is there?
Yeah. All right.
That's good, isn't it? Really nasty. You should put that. a bit of disguise and walk back in and see if they tell. See if they tell it's somebody new.
Yeah.
This is my friend, Andres.
Could you just count with anyone? Could we have a joint?
I don't want to join a count with you. Even if we could, I won't trust you.
Why?
I don't know, just don't want you having my finances or any control of my finances.
We would have to put a lot in.
What for though? Like a dad tails chipping bank account?
Yeah, for our Patreon.
I'm good. I'll let you have it on your own.
A joint account by himself. Quite lonely, yeah.
Could you go in one of them faces that you half paint? Could like shave half my beard and walk in and go, yes, I'd like an account, please. Me too.
I don't think you're missing out on that, I'll be honest.
I've just got a couple of things on my list that I've only just done in the last 12 months, should we say?
Well, you go first.
I went to races last year for the first time ever.
Which ones? Where'd you go?
York Races.
Oh, a posh one.
It was only because it was a work do. We went to work, so did that.
All expenses?
We bought tickets. I had to buy my own drinks, but, you know.
That's well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I played my first game of beer pong last year as well.
Oh.
Everybody's played beer
pong. To be fair, within 12 months, probably the first time I played beer pong. When I went couples, I played beer pong. It's the first time I played it.
What was you throwing in cups?
Ping pong ball.
Okay. Not keys?
No, definitely not.
Not that kind of party?
No.
No.
Not in goal?
No, definitely not.
No. Is there anything on your list, I'll let that plural, that you're going to do?
Yeah, we're going to a museum.
Yeah, because you're over two. You said about like the mountain. You wouldn't want to do that, would you?
No.
So you've never done it, but you choose not to.
No, but the thing I've got is, like you say, I'm 36 and I feel like I should have done it because everyone else does it.
I'm sure you said you're 37 earlier.
36?
He's never had a 37th birthday, but.
Yeah.
So what's on the list? James, what's on your list that you could potentially do, that you would like to do? On towers.
I think I need to do that. I think I need to go to London.
Oh, yeah. And then Alton Towers on your way back.
Alton Towers on the way back, yeah. I think that's a sensible weekend.
I mean, if you're loaded, that's something that you definitely can.
No, I'm not loaded, no. After the royalties for this, though, you never know, do you?
You never know. Once that Patreon starts kicking in.
I'll get you up to there. You won't be leaving all stuff.
I thought we'd get that sponsorship from Sterling Bank. What was it, Sterling Bank you mentioned? Was it Sterling Bank?
It was, yeah.
Kingswood. Things would be closed down by the end of the day. I'm a fan of London. We went to London, didn't we, last year?
We did. We went to watch Other Fools Last Musical.
We did, good. Yeah.
We watched musical together. It was really good.
Oh, you should have got a joint account as well while you're at it.
That's what I was thinking. Is happy to go watch a musical with you? What, have a joint account?
Yeah, I couldn't share finances with you.
Why not?
I don't know.
You could share a romantic break.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, was there for weekend?
No, wrong.
Was it a double rider or king?
Just for listeners, we're on there for weekend. It was a day trip. We caught a train down and train back the same day. Not having that.
Treat yourself. First class? I've never travelled first class on the train.
Seats are booked though, aren't they? Yeah. Reserved.
Yeah, I booked them, so definitely won't go to be first class. Could have put me in first class and just left you in the cheap seats.
I haven't been happy with that. I have to talk to you all day.
Yeah. You said, James, you've never been to Benidorm. Is there anywhere like that that you've ever been? Like holidays and stuff? We've done America.
Portugal with the lads.
Have you been to Portugal?
I've been to Portugal, yeah.
Have I?
I don't know, mate. I'm not your keeper.
Did you go together?
We definitely have been together. We've got a few holidays together, but not to Portugal, definitely not. But I've been to Portugal, yeah.
Yeah, this is quite a common thing that we generally have to talk, let people know that we are not a couple. This is a very common thing. And it's things like we've slept in the same bed, let's be right. We've got matching tattoos.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yet you still won't have a joint bank account, will you?
Definitely not.
Definitely. What's your tattoos and where?
They're on our ass, and we've got each other's initials on our ass.
There's nothing wrong with that. Open society, you know.
As you do.
Yeah.
But we'll have a joint bank.
See, I've got a tattoo that I share with him on my ass, and I've got a tattoo on my ass that I share with another friend as well.
The bigger boys would love you in jail, like I said.
I'm easily led. That's about it.
You are. Should we just mention that we're back on TV tomorrow?
Not tomorrow. Oh, yeah, we are. Yeah. Sorry, I forgot this in live, is it?
If you listen to this on Thursday, we are back on Steph's Back Lunch tomorrow. If you're listening to this on Saturday,
you missed it. Get on, catch up.
It weren't that good. I can tell you now, we're not going to be that good.
So if you're
Wallace going on, he's the guy I know from Comedy Land.
Yeah, I ain't seen him for a bit. He's been on, but no, I ain't seen him for a bit. I do need to have a catch up with him. That'd be quite nice to have a catch up with him. Cyprus. Is that where he is? Have you got any more comedy gigs coming up?
I was about to say, do you want to plug yourself, James? And
back in Brough on December the 15th, a bit of a Christmas one.
Yes, I'm doing that one, I think. Yeah. It's going to be huge, isn't it, that one?
Massive. 200 seats, none of them filled.
No, but that
is it
matter.
Genuinely going to be 200 seats? Can Brough take 200 seats? Are we serious here or not? Because
yeah, it's a different place. Different venue. Is it this one? Is she doing a 90s do on the same night?
She said something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
What happy days. We'll get all our listeners down then.
All. I mean,
we'll fill that 200 seat. No sweats from our listeners.
Well, let's wrap it up.
Yeah. You got any other gigs apart from that one, James? You got what else going on?
No, that's it at the minute. No, although I'm going to get a few more booked in, but nothing to talk about at the minute, yeah. But I'm sure I'll get a few more booked in the back of this.
How many gigs you done over at last since you started?
About 15, I think, since last March. So yeah, one a month ish. Yeah.
Yeah, good. Have you got you set down to a T now? Do you know what I mean, like a 20-minute set, a 30-minute set, or?
No, it's about 15 minutes or so. But I always change it as well. I'm always writing new stuff wherever I go. If it's somewhere new, I like to feel a few jokes. I tried that with Bridlington, but they didn't get it.
Right, okay. Because Andy, you change yours quite a bit, don't you? You try and mix things up a lot, which is
just trying new stuff in it. Yeah. But I think we've said before, haven't we? I think you know that the deal is that it doesn't always land wherever you go, does it?
No.
I thought mine last time and a little bit of the time before didn't quite land, but it was a tough crowd.
It was a tough crowd, and we say a crowd. It was a tough few people.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I class a crowd as more than one.
Your sex life is fun.
I think there was more comedians, I think, than actual people watching, but and they didn't laugh either.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do stand up. It's not. I'm confident I can stand up in front of people and do presentations and deliver training and stuff like that. I just couldn't deliver comedy, I don't think. Not for me. Yeah, leave that to you.
I'd agree. Don't worry, because I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay, so you're no good either, you dickhead.
I'm just going to keep doing it until some fucker laughs. Have you got like an ambition in comedy that you kind of want to achieve? Obviously, like selling out Wembley.
Arenas, isn't it? Yeah.
I think so. I'd like to do the Comedy Lounge in Hull one day. Get that big that people want to pay to come and see me.
Yeah, yeah. I know people, though, that are sort of, I wouldn't have said much on a higher level than we are, but they've done things like Hot Water and stuff like that.
Yeah, they're worth doing.
I just want to get paid for one. As soon as I get paid, I just hang it up.
Hang up?
Yeah.
I'll pay to stop then.
I did one a few months back where a few of them got paid and I was too local, so I didn't get paid. I thought, I wish I lived further away. I feel like I got paid. It was just fuel money, but I wouldn't care.
Yeah, that's it. I think that's it. And I want to get paid in cash, and I want to put it in a frame and put it on wall. So
not the joint account.
No, because he'll only spend it.
Yeah, if you set up a joint account and every time he gets paid, you can put something in, it could be empty for years.
Okay, so it'd be dusty in there.
You could pay me.
I ain't paying shit.
Well, that's a good place to end.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to wrap it up. We'll see you next Thursday.
See you next Thursday.
Keep yourself smiling.
Stay safe. We'll have you on again, James, as well. We'll arrange for come on again.
Well, enjoyed it. Next time we can talk about horse names. I think that'll be quite fun.
Horse names? That's not bad.
If you owned a horse, what would you call it and why?
Let's put that question out We'll put that out on our social media.
Yeah, yeah. And we'll get you back on for it.
For next week. All week. Well, we've got one for week next week.
Yeah.
So we'll do it and we'll see what we can get back. We'll stick it on our Dad Tells Facebook page, Instagram, X. Have we still got OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we'll put it on our OnlyFans as well.
You've still got an OnlyFans.
Yeah. Grandma's great. Right,
thank you for listening coming. Right to the end of this week's podcast.
Thanks for having me.
We hope that you've enjoyed it. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at dad_tales_, or get involved by emailing us at dadtales@outlook.com. You can also now join our Facebook page by searching Dad Tales.
Keep the feedback coming. We are genuinely humbled by all the input and the comments you are providing us. Stay safe, celebrate small victories, and keep smiling.